WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. I know, you might be thinking, positive affirmations. Isn't that a little cheesy? Maybe, maybe not, but trust me, there's real power in the seemingly simple phrases. Think about it, we spend so much time in our heads talking ourselves down, replaying mistakes, and worrying about the future. What if we flipped the script? What if, instead of feeding the negativity, we started intentionally planting seeds of positivity? Today, we're diving deep into the world of positive affirmations. We'll explore why they work, how to craft them like a pro, and, most importantly, how to make them stick. Because let's be real, repeating "I am awesome" in the mirror isn't going to magically change your life overnight. It's about consistency, intention, and finding those affirmations that truly resonate with you. So, buckle up, grab a cup of coffee or tea, or whatever your go-to is, and get ready to unlock the power of positive affirmations. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Affirmations rewire your brain. Ever heard the saying neurons that fire together, wire together? That's seriously science, folks. When you repeat a positive affirmation, you're literally strengthening those neural pathways associated with that belief. So, the more you say it, the more natural and real it starts to feel. 2. It's about feeling, not just saying. The key isn't just to parrot these phrases mindlessly. Really embody the meaning behind them. Feel the energy, visualize yourself living out those positive beliefs. Don't just say it, I'm confident. Actually picture yourself owning that room in a meeting or nailing that presentation. 3. Keep it specific and personal. Generic affirmations like I am happy can feel a little flat. Instead, get specific. If you're struggling with anxiety, try something like I choose to focus on the present moment or I am capable of handling whatever challenges come my way. Make them your own, reflecting your unique goals and aspirations. 4. Consistency is key. This isn't a one-time fix. Think of affirmations like exercise for your mind. You gotta show up consistently to see real results. Aim to repeat your chosen affirmations daily, whether it's first thing in the morning, before bed, or even throughout your day when you need a boost. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. Don't get discouraged if you find yourself slipping back into old thought patterns. It takes time and effort to rewire your brain. Celebrate the small victories, be kind to yourself on the tough days, and remember, progress isn't always linear. Now, let me share a quick story with you that really illustrates this point. I was working with this amazing entrepreneur who was constantly beating herself up over every little mistake. She had this incredible idea but couldn't seem to shake herself down. So, we started incorporating affirmations into her daily routine. At first, she sounded a little hesitant, like she didn't really believe the words she was saying. But slowly, things began to shift. She started noticing a difference in her mindset, feeling more confident in her abilities and less paralyzed by fear. Eventually, she even told me that the affirmations were helping her make decisions with more clarity and courage. It wasn't magic, but it was powerful. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to unleash the power of positive affirmations. Rewire your brain, feel the meaning, keep it specific and personal, be consistent, and be patient with yourself. Remember, it's not about pretending everything is perfect, it's about choosing to focus on the good, building yourself up, and believing in your own potential. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some positive affirmations that resonate with you? Share them in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's create a supportive community of affirmations slinging rock stars together. Don't forget to subscribe to Mind Training for more daily doses of stoic wisdom and real-world strategies for building resilience. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.